is just coming up to 11:02. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, drinking a very hot cup of sweet tea in the studio. Was it nice, that tea? Not bad.
It was lovely. It was a good cuppa. Thank you.
I'm joined by Ruth Mortimer, who is the fundraising manager from the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. And she's here today to talk about their fantastic Halloween event, which is running from the 24th of October to the 30th of October. So a very good morning to Ruth.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
There we go. You can't hear the music in the background.
No, I can't. I can't hear the fanfare.
It was a big build-up. Thank you.
Thanks
for coming in today. It's really nice to meet you. I don't know if anyone's been in from Hopefield before. Have anyone been in from Hopefield?
I'm not sure they have, actually. No.
We always mention you so much on air with your, because you're always doing loads of events.
We are. Thank you. And we're very appreciative for your support, actually, Phoenix, and plugging it and letting everyone know about it. So
it's great, isn't it? Because it's free to go onto the website and get your event mentioned.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. So tell us all about how you got involved, because you're the fundraising manager.
I am. Well, I've been working in animal rescue for the last couple of years. I was up in Bristol before that, working in dog rescue. Moved back to Essex, my homeland, and ended up working in their new pet shop. They've got Hopefield Pet Supplies, just plug that as well, in Ingatestone. So I was helping out there and just sort of got more and more involved and very happy to be so. But all the sad stories there are, there's lots of happy stories and happy endings, and we're hopefully part of that. We've got a whole variety of animals. It started off just as horses way back in the 80s, and it's grown and grown, and now it's gone from horses, farm animals, to sort of your pets like guinea pigs, rabbits, and now we've got all sorts of exotic pets as well. And particularly the exotic pets often come from quite sad situations, and they're normally been people that have bought them and not known what they were taking on. Yeah. You know, how big a tank actually needs to be for an iguana, for example.
Yep.
Or pets that probably aren't really supposed to be pets in the first place, and then obviously can't exactly be released back into the wild. So they come from all sorts of situations, but you also have very sad situations where someone just has to perhaps move house, has been evicted, and can't take their animal with them anymore. And we try and provide a sanctuary, a forever home, you know, where these animals can be safe, be looked after, and hopefully help in that way, and help educate people as well. When we have visitors come down, we're trying to let them know how animals should be looked after, what's the best sort of care and welfare for them, and what animals really probably shouldn't be a pet at all. A real variety. It's quite exciting being down there.
I think sometimes people as well, when you think, as I've always often thought, I'd love to get a pug dog, or I'd like to get a little boxer, and I go, but having friends that have got dogs, they say think very, very carefully. Cats, not so much, because cats are quite, you know, they can look after themselves.
A bit more independent.
But with dogs and things, people buy them, and then they realise they can't go on holiday without taking them. They can't go abroad without putting them into the kennels.
Yeah.
You can't leave dogs on their own all day, because it's not fair to go out at 9 o'clock in the morning and come back in at 6 after you've been at work. You can't do that.
Absolutely. It's a huge commitment having any pet, any animal and life that you're responsible for. Certainly with dogs, that's the one we talk about. We don't tend to deal with dogs too much down the sanctuary. We tend to refer them to the actual dog rescue places that can rehome them. You know, we have had some dogs come to us. But any animal, I mean, the common one actually that is one of the most mistreated or neglected animal out there is a rabbit. You know, lots of families buy them quite innocently, wanting to buy rabbits for their children, you know, parents doing that. And of course, kids get busy and, you know, maybe don't have the time. Parents end up doing the cleaning out. I know my parents did. A rabbit actually needs a lot more care than you realise. And, you know, nutrition, you know, good nutrition. A lot of the time, there isn't the knowledge out there. It's getting better and better, especially now we've got good old internet. A lot of the time, they don't have enough space, enough exercise. So a lot of the time, it's not even through intent. It's through perhaps ignorance or, you know, lack of knowledge. It's difficult. It's a real commitment. I mean, I see it when I have a pet of my own. It's almost like having my own child. It's a huge commitment. Yeah.
Now, you've got Leona Lewis, who is an amazing singer.
She is an amazing singer
and really attractive as well. So combination I don't like in a person.
She's got it all.
She's really nice. So she must have brought lots more kind of, because it is a non-profit organisation. You obviously have to do lots of fundraising to keep the sanctuary going. Mm-hmm. She must have brought in quite a lot of money for you, and obviously publicity as well.
Definitely. No, it's been lovely that she's got involved. And a lot of that is just because she's just really passionate about animals herself as well. And whenever she is here, I know she's spent a lot of time in LA recently. Whenever she's here, she'll come and visit. And when she visits, you know, that tends to bring a lot of people come down and meet her as well. And, yeah, you know, she's lovely to everyone. But it has really helped. Her support, even from LA, she gave us a sort of a plug for one of our recent events, the Fun Days. And that brings a lot more people in, a lot more people coming to our website, to our Facebook. And we appreciate that so much, let alone just the financial help.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, she's one of our patrons. She really helps promote everything, and just a generally all round nice person too.
I thought you might have some gossip. I thought you were saying we know she's nice because I've never heard anything bad said about her ever. Not ever. You do have loads of events during the year.
Yeah.
And as I said, we do mention them. Most of them are actually on our website. But you've got this Halloween one coming up, which sounds really good fun. So tell us about that.
Well, it's all very exciting. We're decorating at the moment. I've just gone and picked up some pumpkins and getting some more tomorrow, and making scarecrows and all of that. But so we've got, I suppose it's two bits to our Halloween, really. The whole of half term, people can come between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And come and do some Halloween arts and crafts, make some different spooky cards and things. And then on Sunday the 30th is our big Halloween fun day.
Yeah.
So we have some very spooky, scary things going on down there. A haunted barn walk. I won't say any more than that, yeah, but I'm quite scared to walk through it myself. And we have different games. We have a costume contest, of course, all very important. The winner will be announced at 2 p.m. on the day. We have some creepy crawly handling.
What is that? Because that just, to me, I've got a friend out there who'll be listening now, even screaming at you saying that. So what sort of things have you got? Can you give us a clue?
Well, of course, there's the spiders. Yeah. Yeah, everyone loves a good tarantula. Yeah.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Have you got tarantula?
We do.
Can't say it.
We do. We have various ones. Ones that can't be handled, that probably shouldn't be handled. But no, we do have some lovely tarantulas down there. I never thought I would say lovely and tarantula in the same sentence, but they
are. Were you phobic of spiders?
I've always been petrified of spiders, and my manager said, well, it's part of the job. Yeah. So I actually did find myself holding one eventually, and you know what, it's not that bad. They're actually quite lovely.
They move quite slow. The thing is, the really speed slow that people get frightened of, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, I'm still scared of your average house spider, but your tarantulas, quite slow, quite light, and actually really beautiful. Mm. And again, that's the thing about the creepy crawly handling. I mean, we've got, you know, all sorts of different creepy crawlies. I'm not sure which ones we'll handle, actually. It depends what, you know, how they are as well, because we always put the animal's welfare first.
Yeah.
But we've got, you know, all sorts of different, you know, cockroaches and scorpions and things like that, snakes, lovely snakes. But actually, when you get to handle them, you realise how beautiful they are. Mm. And how special they are. And again, that's what it's about. It's actually not about scaring people. It's about letting them know about these animals, these beautiful animals, and what makes them tick and how they work. And getting little, you know, kids that may have grown up to be petrified of spiders to go and hold one and then love them and appreciate them and respect them. So that's what it's about, really. So we've got some face painting as well, of course. Lots of fun and games, lots of Halloween fun and games that we are inventing as well. Some pumpkin decorating. We've got some lovely ceramic pumpkins and skulls and things like that to decorate. And then we've got lots of different stalls down there as well, from raffles and games to different sort of bric-a-brac. And we've got some lovely volunteers that regularly come to all of our open days, and we couldn't do it without them. And they run a lot of our stalls. So, yeah, and of course, lots of sweets, a bit of trick-or-treating going on. Yeah.
And what about the animals? Have you got animals sort of in... I've not been down to Hopefield, so have you got little pens that children can pet different, if you've got goats or things and
we
stuff?
We do, so there's goats and horses and guinea pigs and all sorts, and some of them are open to you know, say hello. Again, we try not to put any of the animals, you know, we don't want it to be uncomfortable for any of the animals. So it's very much what the animals choose to do. And any of the animals are a bit more nervous, we make sure, especially on fun days, that they've got their own sort of quiet area and they can kind of get away if they want to. There's lots of interaction with the animals, and I think that's one of the things that keeps people coming back to us as well. Even on a day when it's not a fun day, just to be able to walk around, be able to meet a lot of the animals, you know, have a goat sniff your hand or a pig say hello. And I think that is what keeps people coming back, actually.
And it is very therapeutic as well. If you're out thinking, children find it very relaxing. And it's also, if you've got pets at home, you will know, nothing's more comforting if you're sat on the sofa, it's a little bit chilly, and you've got a cat or a dog on your lap, and you sort of just sit there and you stroke the animal without even thinking about it, and it does brings your heart rate down, it chills you out, and it does the same to children as
it
well.
It really does, yeah, yeah, it's proven. And I think there's also that thing about learning about how to take care of something. Mm. I think that teaches you immense life skills for the future in all sorts of ways, and that sense of responsibility. And certainly in some of the rescue centres that I've worked in before, we've had people come from all sorts of backgrounds, and you really see, especially young people, learn a hell of a lot of confidence after looking after animals. You know, even if it's just, you know, dog walking, it makes a real big difference.
Yeah.
But it's also quite nice. We have got, actually talking of cat cuddles, we have got quite a few cats down there. There's been a few sad stories where cats have been dumped, kittens have been dumped in boxes outside our farm and all that. But we've got one particular cat I can think of, Tilly, who gives the most deadly cuddles. I've never had a cat that actually physically hugs you, but of course uses her claws at the same time. Right. It's kind of pain and pleasure.
Got around for scary Halloween. Exactly. Scratches as you go by.
With love.
So if people want to find out more, you do have a fantastic website which they can go to.
We do indeed, yep, hopefield.org.uk. And our Facebook page is probably the best place to head on if you just look Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. And we've got all sorts of news on there. People can follow us, see what's going on. If they want to get involved and volunteer as well, we're always looking for volunteers. It's not just, I mean, some of the volunteers work really hard out in the yard mucking out, but also for event days if someone wants to come and help out, or even in the office we need a bit of help fundraising ideas. We're always looking for people, so they can get in contact through Facebook or our website.
And do you do sponsoring of animals as well?
We do, yeah. Actually, on our website we've got one page, sort of a adoption of animals, and there's I think there's about 8 or 10 animals up on there, and they all have their story as well. So people can do that, and they can come down and come talk to us about it. We do animal handling days as well, actually, where they can book in a slot. So often people do that for a birthday, and can come down and spend an hour with one of our staff and work with particularly one type of animal, maybe the ponies or the farm animals, and get to know them a bit better and understand really sort of close up what it takes to look after them. So that's always quite fun.
And you have to say, as you've been mentioning, volunteers that come out in all, it's not just during the summer when it's lovely, you've got volunteers, and they really are people that love animals so much. And if you didn't have that group of volunteers, they're out there when it's snowing, they're out there mucking out, they'll be out there doing the feeding, they'll be cleaning the animals, and these people give, the volunteers that you have give over so much time to look after.
They really do. They animals, really do. You know, we've got volunteers that have been with us for years. You know, we've got one regular volunteer who's always on the door taking entrance fees and welcoming people, and always so happy and lovely with everyone every day. You know, people, as you say, working out really, really hard out in all the elements, and all doing it because of the love of the animals and wanting to contribute. And we could not function without the volunteers. It's absolutely brilliant. So always happy to welcome new ones too.
Excellent. Now, if you want to get down to the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary, it's running from Monday the 24th through to Sunday the 30th between 1 and 4. And it'll be trick-or-treating, arts and craft. You've got the Haunted Barn Walk, costume contest, creepy crawly handling, which will be on the Sunday. Loads more. There'll be loads of stalls down there as well. Now, adults get in for £5. Children get in for £4. But if you've got under threes, they get in for free. That's very hard to say, by the way. Under threes get in for free.
Tongue twister for you.
I did it in my very posh voice. I don't know if you noticed, Ruth.
I noticed. I appreciated it. Thank you.
Well, you've got a really nice speaking voice, and now my voice has gone slightly better than it was earlier this morning. So don't forget, go and check out the website, all the W's, hopefield.org.uk. And if you want to sponsor an animal, you can do that there. And also all the details for the Hopefield Halloween will be there as well. Lovely. Don't nod on air, Ruth. It doesn't work.
Can I say thank you now?
You can, and thank you to all the lovely volunteers as well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Here's Jamie Rees with Let's Get Married.